Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you have with the Bills throughout this process?
We had a Zoom call, and I talked with Coach Smiley, and we kind of just broke down some film. We spoke about my combine and pro day and stuff like that. And it was a great conversation. I didn't necessarily know that this was going to happen at all. So it was a super pleasant surprise. I'm just really grateful right now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Matt Ariza, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080, man. How's it going?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. So, you know, what was it like now after you finally got the call? Because, you know, me and you spoke at the combine about coming to Buffalo. So now here it is, the surrealness of coming to Buffalo and possibly kicking in these high winds. So how surreal is it now to you?
It was crazy. I got the call and we were kind of split up. We had half the people in a front room and half the people in a different room. We had two TVs going on. And I go, oh, it's New York. And I started talking to them, and everyone flooded into my room and got the good news. And then we all watched it on TV, and it was really surreal. I got my parents here, my close friends, and everyone on my team that helped me this offseason. So it was super fitting. It was a great atmosphere. I loved having everyone here that's been a huge part of everything for me. So I'm grateful I got to share the moment with them.
Absolutely, man. So what is it like now that you get an opportunity to, play with a Super Bowl contending team?
I'm excited. That was very high on my list of qualities I wanted out of the team I went to. So I'm super grateful. We had a winning culture at San Diego State, and I'm excited that I'm joining another winning culture and a team with a lot of hope for this upcoming next year. I watched a good amount of Bills games this year, and I'm kind of beyond myself that I'll be a part of that. I'm real excited.
Now you can let everybody know a little bit more about Buffalo now that you're a Buffalo Bill. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Matt, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations. Can you tell me a bit more about the process, just what you were hearing from teams, especially when – you know, you were such a standout punter. Maybe it was more than usual of guys reaching out to you. Just what has this past few months been like?
It's been exciting. It's been a pretty interesting phase of my life. I'm still going to school. I graduate on the 15th, and I've been doing these off-season workouts as well as the combine and pro day. So it's been an interesting mix of kind of the close to pro life, maybe training like a pro, but still being in college and living at home for a good amount of the time. So it's been a great off season, and I'm really excited with the way things went.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations. I'm curious, obviously the leg, the power as a punter is well documented. How do you feel like you're equipped to deal with the elements in Buffalo? Because as I'm sure you probably talked about with Matt and the coaching staff and Brandon, it can get pretty windy here.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that challenge. I love it. I think the biggest job as a punter in the NFL is to out-punt the player across from you. As long as I can bring better field position to my team than the team we're playing for, than the team we're playing against. That's kind of my goal. But I'm excited for it. I think leg strength and athleticism are two things that help a lot in the conditions. And two things I pride myself in and two things I'll continue to work on. So I'm excited and I'm confident that I'll be able to do well in these conditions.
A bit of a run on punters earlier in the draft. I'm curious your reaction to where you went in the draft and if there's any bit of a chip from maybe being the third punter to come off the board.
Mm-hmm. The people who know me know that I take a lot of things very personal. And we'll just say I'll have a lot of motivation to dominate this season.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt, this is Jay Skirsky with the Buffalo News. Congratulations. Were you aware at all in the pre-draft process just how many Bills fans were hoping that their team would draft you?
A little bit. I see some comments from people on Twitter and some people messaging me. I would say it was pretty spread out with a couple of teams. But Bills were one of the ones that stood out to me. The fans were definitely real excited about it. So, I noticed it a little bit.
And I saw you posted on Twitter, too, that you're aware of the table jumping tradition here, huh?
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
I love it. I have only played football in Southern California, where football is pretty good here, but it's not the main priority of the residents here. I'm not sure if that makes too much sense, but I never played football in a place like Texas or in a place like Buffalo, where it seems to mean a lot more to the people to the fans. So I'm really excited for that aspect of being a Bill.
You know, the Bills have a pretty good offense. There's going to be opportunities for you where you're going to be needed to, you know, pin the other team deep, avoid touchbacks, that kind of thing. Is that an area of your game that you feel you need to continue to work on at the pro level?
100%. I think every aspect of the pro level I need to continue to work on. By no means a complete player yet, but I'm excited to get into the building and work with the staff and work with the other players and get ready to just help the team as much as we can on special teams.
Cool. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, Matt, thanks for doing this. It's Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Just what do you attribute your leg speed to? Is that something, you know, how did you develop this power?
I would say some of it's in the weight room. Some of it's in the fact that I played a lot of sports growing up. I think that helps. I think the more sports you play, the more movements you develop. It's good for you as an athlete. Some of it's got to be genetic. There's probably a lot of things that come into it. Definitely.
And then, only punted for 1 year. I mean, were you – like did you punt a lot in high school or, having this much success in just 1 year of college punting, do you feel like, you know, you've still got a lot of growth there, the potential?
100%. That's maybe one of the things I'm most excited for is I know that I have so much to learn and so much to get better at. I think that was my biggest upside as a player going into this draft is that I don't believe I've really scratched the surface of what I'll be able to do. So I'm really excited about getting to Buffalo and getting to work.
San Diego State had a veteran, another guy punting, right? Previous to this year.
Yes, sir. I was, as I came in, when I was a true freshman, there was a senior place kicker and a junior punter. Both of them veterans, both of them had played before. Gotcha. And kind of the way they graduated, I ended up kicking first.
Right.
And it's pretty rare to let someone do both. So it became somewhat of an uphill battle to punt because I was labeled as a kicker. But the truth is I like punting a lot more. So I'm excited that I got this last season to show that and then kind of rebrand myself as a punter now.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio, Bills sideline reporter. Congratulations. Welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you very much.
There's been a lot made here about the ability of the punter to be able to hold for the Buffalo Bills offense and for Tyler Bass. And no punter, no team in this league has anyone other than their punter hold. What experience do you have holding?
I do. So I kicked in high school and I kicked in college. I don't have any game experience, but as this process started to get going and I started to think about declaring this past season, it became a big point of emphasis because I knew that coaches were going to require that at the combine and my pro day and private workouts. So I'm very confident in my hands. I'm confident in myself as an athlete, and I'm someone who cares a lot about success of my team. And I think all those qualities will translate well to holding.
Can you give us a little bit more into that process of you understanding that and then going and training for it, working on it, talking with people? Like, what have you been doing to kind of prepare for that?
So I've been training with a former Chargers kicker. He played a lot in the league. His name's Nick Novak. And we're in San Diego, and there's a good amount of pros down here. So I have had other pro punters. Jake Bailey is one of them to learn from and to hear from. Then Nick Novak himself, as an NFL kicker, he obviously knows exactly how it has to be. He's a veteran. He played for 10 years, so a lot of advice from him. Then Seattle's kicker, Jason Myers, I've got to hold for him in live situations and get the critique from a veteran kicker. So I believe I had good experience here, and now it's just about building rapport in Buffalo.
You're left-footed, right? Right, you're left-footed?
I am, yes, sir. Right-handed.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you throw lefty or you throw righty?
I throw righty. So, wow. Yeah, a little fun story is one of the first kicking practices I went to, there was a man by the name of Darren Bennett, who was a great punter. And he came up to my dad. He saw me kick a couple field goals and wanted to ask him about me punting. And when my dad told him that I was left-footed but right-handed, he literally walked away. That's kind of how much of an uphill battle it is, I guess. And that's no shot at all to Darren Bennett. He's a great guy. He's called me plenty of times offering his advice and offering to work with me. So he's a great guy, but that just kind of goes to show how crazy it is because the drop is very important in punting. So to do it with your offhand is a big uphill battle, I would say.
That's interesting. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, Matt, congratulations, as everyone said. I was curious, is kicking field goals, is kicking still a goal of yours in the NFL? Is that something you'd like to do, or are you kind of all focused on punting at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. At some point, I would love to do all three. I don't believe it's ever been done for a season, so that's something that's somewhat on my bucket list, but I understand that at the NFL level, there's 32 punters in the world that get to play, and 32 kickers in the world that get to be a starter. So I understand it's kind of a one step at a time process. My first goal is to be a starter as a punter and a holder. That's more on my mind right now.
Did you kind of, I guess, how do you work on all of those things at once? You know, do you, has it been focusing on punting and holding kind of in the pre-draft process, or are you kind of still working on all three components at one time?
I would say I've mostly put field goals to the side, at least for this pre-draft process, because I had more things I needed to change about my punting game. I needed to add hang time and add direction and become more of a pro style punter. So I definitely had more work to do in the punting department, but no, kicking is something that I definitely do take pride in. And I've been playing soccer since I was like 2 years old. So I don't think that ability will ever leave.
And then last one, I was just curious, you know, you said you're clearly a competitive guy. You said you take things personally. I guess what was, now that you're here and this pre-draft process is over, I guess, what are the emotions like after all the talk and all that being done? I guess, just what does this feel like?
It feels great. And I don't even think it's completely set in yet. But I'm excited. I'm grateful. And I feel incredibly motivated right now. Like I said earlier, I had somewhat of a short list of things that I was hoping to end up with, qualities of a team that I would end up with, and being a Super Bowl contender was absolutely up there. So I couldn't really ask for anything more.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.